It's the Asylum Metal Radio Show. Ryan Daniels with you. Another weekend in hell brought to you by your friends here at Horns High Media. I got Derek on the line for our Meet the Inmate segment this week. The band is called Conquest. Now, Derek, you guys hail from, St. Louis, is it?
St. Louis, Missouri. You are correct.
Tell me about you guys, man. A little back history.
Well, the new record's out called The War We Rage. It's probably our best record. I feel very strong about it. The band's been kicking for... Yeah, this is our 25th year of recording music, you know, 7 full-length records later, and this one's doing real well for us, and we appreciate metal shows like you guys, that's for sure.
And your Facebook page is loaded with live shots, cover shots, of course, your website, Conquest Metal. They can pick, it has all the links to CD Baby and Amazon, all that. People can actually go purchase your entire back catalog, right?
Yes, they can. Basically, it's all available, you know, hard copy, our, the wonderful MP3 download thing. So, you know, whatever works for you, it's available out there. Definitely go check it out.
Do you have tour dates up anywhere so people can check out?
No, nothing up yet. I think all they got, like I said, the one-offs, they might be up, but I don't know. I know next Saturday, the 21st, in St. Louis, and then in February 14th, I know is a lock date, which is a large show over in Sauget, Illinois, which is Pop's Concert Club. You know, in today's climate with the world we live in, man, it's tough just to bust out and run around doing things sporadically. So we kind of do things a little bit more geared towards success these days. You know what I mean?
Right. Tell me a little bit with your history and experience in the record industry and recording industry over the years. How has that changed? How has that affected you guys as far as getting in and recording a record? Dispersing the record, however you get actual record sales and merch booths at concerts and the whole touring.
You know, we've kind of, you know, I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse, but we've survived the gauntlet. You know, when I first started doing this, there was still, you know, records and then CDs and all that showed up. You know, you still sold stuff. You know, you couldn't wait to get the album and open it up and see what was inside of it, where, you know, it's kind of all changed, so... The market's not quite the same. Some of it's come back, but it's not quite the same. But so as far as recording, I was one of those early on guys who loved to be involved in it. So in today's world, I do most of all the producing, and we just make a strong record based upon, you know, history. We get a good engineer who knows what it's about and knows what, you know, what we are, and that's kind of what how it works for us, our engineers. But nonetheless, three things with us.
Oh, very good. And you guys have, definitely survived the gauntlet would be a good way to describe it. Being able to produce your own record is a gift, man.
Well, it's almost a must in the metal world of today. And, you know, even, you know, the bands are on the next level up or two tiers, however you want to view that. You know, it's a tough sell to go out and spend a couple hundred thousand dollars to make a record today, because recouping that's, a tough task with you know the decline in actual hard copies of CD sales.
Yeah, I bet. Tell me about some of the tours you guys looking through here, and you guys are definitely it looks like all of you a band for the fans. Several pictures hanging out with the fans and at shows, it looks like, or possibly hotel rooms, if we won't say that.
Maybe, yeah, who knows there. You know, we are. I've always believed that no matter how few or how many, the more you can talk to, you know, I'm a music lover, so, you know, if I can talk to my heroes and the people that I like when they're doing on stage, then I usually, you know, try to get the opportunity to do so, so. I feel like if I can make it easy on somebody who likes what we do, then I'm probably doing a good thing for all, you know, everybody. So we kind of live by that philosophy, and we're the Jägermeister band, so we love to have a little bit of party atmosphere involved in what we do. And even though we're a serious metal band, it's still about having a good time.
Hell yeah! And tell me about. What would be one of the coolest bands you've toured with as far as being on the road with, or even at an individual show like a Jägerfest show?
Well, we've done quite a bit of that stuff. So, man, I don't know, because of musical taste, but, you know, preference and stuff like that. We did 2004. We got to do something that was really cool with us with opening night Slayer sold out show. But you know what? But it was scary as all hell because, you know, Slayer is a tough band no matter if you're opening, no matter what, because people want to. They want to go immediately to that concept, so you can get slayered right off the stage if you don't watch what you do. You know, but thank God tonight we came and we delivered and it was a good night. But that was really something I'll probably remember the rest of my life. Awesome. We've done some cool three night in a row things, you know, kind of stuff like that with some of the Jaeger stuff, and then we've done some six nights and eight night runs, you know, back to back after a couple weeks. We've done some stuff. I mean, everybody from Eister to, God, I don't know. I don't know where to start. We just played with the Huntress. You familiar with her?
Yeah. I was just seeing that. I was just about to say, what privilege it must have been to share that stage.
Oh, man, those guys were phenomenal. They were great. And it was cool they came out of the dressing room and watched us play, too, so that was kind of cool. Very good. Good-hearted kind of metalheads, you know what I mean? Definitely living the philosophy of heavy metal. Good guys, good people.
Very cool. Tell me about putting together the record, man. Let's talk about The War We Rage is available now. Of course, you can get all the links on the website, conquestmetal.com. Tell me about putting that album together.
That was kind of fun. You know, some records aren't fun, and some records are fun. And this record kind of turned out to be fun for me, since I was, you know, I produced it, from the standpoint of what it was going to be. You know, we've been doing writing music as long as I have, it's kind of something where you go, man, what am I going to do next? You know, without beating the same horse, beating the dead horse. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Excuse me. But so The War We Rage was a conceptual piece. The idea of the title track, the first five songs, pretty much is a theme based around the beginning of the Gulf Wars up until to now.
You know, oh, wow.
Current date. And what it is, it's from the perspective of the soldiers and the people who had to live it, the actual war, not the politicians, not the bureaucracy, but the actual people who lived the war. And that's kind of what it's about. And then the second song, Never Forget, is more of a tribute to the 9/11 ongoing fact that we have somewhat stayed, we haven't been attacked on our turf until that stuff up there in Boston. But the song was already written, so I couldn't help it.
Oh, man, yeah, right?
Right, what am I going to do? So, anyway, kind of that's what it's about, like I said, from the perspective of the soldier. And then the rest of the record's just a straight-up hard rock, heavy metal, thrash record. I call all those strings out, you know, three kind of styles out, because I think we're pretty diverse within the pure metal concept, I guess, if you would. I don't know.
Right. Everybody's all picky on genres now anyway. It's right. Goddamn rock and roll, hard rock and heavy metal is what it is.
Well, you know what, that's how I feel about it, but you're right. You know, you get rattled so easily.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're that. And it's like, no, man, I'm just up there having a good time jamming out on some rock. You know, again, like you said, it all comes from rock and roll, so.
Right.
Yeah. But, The War We Rage, man, it was a blast putting it together because everybody got to be free kind of to work on parts and not be rushed or told how it was going to go. The record label, Dark Star Records, is very, very lenient with how we do what we do. And I really like that because they give me free rein to make the record that I want to make, and that's rare.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So, you know, props to those guys because, you know, again, it's not the same business it used to be. You know, you don't sell the records you used to sell, so you got to play shows if you want to make any money in the music business. Because the record sales basically pay for the record to be made, which, like you said, promotes the you playing shows, you know? So it's kind of fast backwards today.
It's interesting to see how the labels have adapted to this this phenomenon as well. The of course the bands are having to adapt to it as kind of a no-brainer, but you know, the labels kind of sometimes can be well, hard asses in their way of doing things, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh,
so it's
yeah.
kind of cool to see a lot of the labels now, and especially ones like oh God, now I'm drawing a blank, but I've talked to a couple people that like similar to Dark Star Records have the labels are starting to give the bands, it seems like, a little more creative control of their own work, which they used to not do so much.
Well, I think, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that they're finding that bands that still stick, you know, in the society we live in today where bands come and go and trends are just like bam, 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 left and right. And then now I'm pretty much, I don't know what else can be done. I'm sure somebody will come up with something, but in a world where, you know, you got metal, grunge, heavy metal, pure metal, thrash metal, doom metal, gloom metal, happy metal, whatever metal, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know what's left. So if you don't let the artist who actually is the creator do something, I think it becomes generic all over again.
Right. Exactly.
And because everything has been done, it's almost you get pointed at, you know what I mean? Oh, look at those guys. It was like 1985, or oh, those guys look like 1994, you know?
Right. Like you said a minute ago, it's real easy to get pigeonholed.
Oh, it is. It is. And you know, look at me. You've seen the pictures of me, man. That's my natural hair. I don't dye my hair. I don't do nothing. I got long blonde hair. So I hear that, you know, the hair metal references. And I'm as heavy thrash metal guy as it gets. You know, my favorite band of all time is Testament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, whatever, right?
You know. I get that too, man. I'm a, you know, rock jock with long, dark hair, but, you know, I hear the... Anymore, it's like almost there's a lot of these new newer metal bands and heavy metal bands are almost bald or short hair, and it didn't used to be like that. The metal and the hard rock came. I'm not saying they're synonymous, but you know, it was long hair, rebellious. Get your attitude out there, you know.
Well, so, yeah, and like you said, you know, now pretty much you got guys with short hair, bald hair. Gold, you know, the goatees and all that. And you know what? I'm cool with all of it. I just wish that there was no, oh, that guy is hardcore because he has his head shaved. Oh, that guy is hair metal because he's got long hair. You know what I mean? It's like, I think it's, I mean, you know, tell Kerry King that 1985 when he had long hair.
Yeah. All right, so I got to know, too. I meant to ask this a minute ago when we were talking about the album. Being the concept of the album being from the viewpoint of the soldiers or those on the ground actually doing the fighting and involved in the war, not from behind a desk, but perhaps from behind a bunker, from behind a gun. Have you guys got the chance to go play for troops or talk to them or both either here locally, troops that have come back home or abroad going and playing for troops? What's that like?
Have not got to do that, but you know what has been a major part of our conversations amongst our, you know, our so-called team of people that are trying to make things happen. And I'm all about that because I still think, man, you know, pro or against war or whatever, these guys go do what nobody really wants to do. Even though a lot of these people really get off on going and doing it, once they get there and they're really involved in it, I think, so a lot of times there's a realization that comes in that me, I don't know if you've ever been, you know, fought for the country, but people who haven't fought for the country, we will never have a clear understanding of what that feels like to be dropped in a foreign country with a gun set in your hand going, okay, here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and wow, man, what a vibe that's got to be when the realization sets in and they go, okay, go. You know what I mean? And you take off out on a squadron or whatever, and bullets are flying, and I can only fathom the amount of, you know, wow that goes through your blood when it's going on. So that's what inspired me to do it all, put it together that way.
Well, if you guys get that opportunity and ever get to go play for them, talk to them, and spread that. Man, I got to hear about it. You got to give me a call, and we'll check up again. And I got to hear about that experience, man.
Oh, for sure, because we were literally, it was last week we were having that kind of meeting about, you know, cool things to do that separates us from everybody else, you know?
Right.
And since the record is geared that way, and I wasn't intentionally necessarily trying to be buddies with any particular, you know, group of people, but it's just the realization of it all. And since we're not kids anymore, I know a lot of kids that are gone, you know, I don't know if guys, we got kids that are over there. You know what I mean?
Right.
A nephew that's over there. So it's real and still happening and going on. And so, yeah, I would love to go play for troops. Even like you said, I'm over here in these bases, and the concept of, hey, check this out. This is about you, for you. And I think they'd get a kick out of it, too.
Right. And the cover art for the album is just as brutal and just as real. Looks like the old Holocaust footage that we see from, you know, earlier movies, wartime movies, where they're going through Germany and the town is just leveled and smoking. And
well, and that's,
it's powerful. It's powerful.
It was trying to do that again without being too close to being repetitive. You know, in the heavy metal world, you've seen a lot of destroyed cities and stuff like that. But at the same time, because of the lyrical base that went with it, I thought it was appropriate and fitting.
It's very cool, man. Well, we can't wait to hear it. As a matter of fact, we're going to crank one up right now, and we'll play one of the album. The album is called The War We Rage. The band is Conquest. You can find them on Facebook and at conquestmetal.com. Derek, dude, I appreciate the time, man. I'm going to love looking forward to chatting with you guys again later down the road, man.
I appreciate all you do for us and all you do for heavy metal and hard rock and jam it out. Appreciate it. Spread the word.
This is the Asylum Metal Radio.